Hi, this is a registration for Mr. Dequez Reed, D-E-Q-U-E-Z-R-E-E-D. Date of birth is 12-6-1990. Date of accident is January 18, 2022. Date of service is 10-5-2023. Mr. Dequez Reed is suffering from pain in the lower back. And some pain in the right shoulder to the tune of 6. And his ADLs are affected 6. No radiation is reported to the upper or lower extremities. The range of motion of the shoulder has improved remarkably with the therapy that he has obtained in the last 1 year. He can move up to 140 degrees of abduction easily without any pain. Lower back pain is not radiating to the lower extremities or buttocks. 60% relief is reported by the patient so far. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for the neurology and psych, for pain and numbness, or system review, all of it. And then for the additional history for substance abuse as well as for compliance history. Physical examination follows as follows. Blood pressure is 133/89, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 8/30/2023, dictation number 0831-036, along with diagnosis. Plan is to continue the treatments for him as follows. He will continue to have a physical therapy once a week for his right shoulder and the lower back. He's released to the work to a light duty, 6 hours, 6 days, with 10 pound restriction in working. His MRIs have been reviewed with him. He has a thickening of the glenohumeral joint capsule and capsulitis without any tendinopathy. Lumbar spine shows L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 disc bulge, compressing the thecal sac with no compression on the spinal cord or any neural foramina stenosis. Patient was advised injection treatment that he refused in writing several times. Currently, patient wants to go to chiropractic acupuncture as well as he is provided with a photobiomodulation device. Medication wise, is provided with Mobix 7.5 milligram twice a day, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Tylenol with codeine is provided for pain relief, 1 or 2 PRN. Elavil 50 milligram at night for pain relief and mood reservation. His labs have been reviewed, MAPs have been reviewed. He is found to be in compliance. He's positive for THC, which is perfectly fine. He's been advised to obtain a marijuana certification so he can grow his marijuana. And he's moving along in the right track. Thank you.